always only good to each and every one of us. Take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 6 in the Word of God. Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. A very familiar portion of Scripture. I want you to take it very seriously, though, and ask the Lord to work as His Word is given forth. And I've been looking forward to this text of Scripture for a while now, and we continue our series on It's Time to Seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. Again, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Notice in verse number 6, if you would please, He is a rewarder. Do you see that there at the bottom? Isn't that wonderful? He is a rewarder. What a truth. That's the truth too. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I want to speak tonight about how God is a rewarder. And when you give Him first place and you make Him to be your highest priority in life, and when you seek the Lord with your whole heart, He is a rewarder of that. He will bless you for that. Over and over in the Word of God, we have these promises that God is a rewarder. So, child of God, let's believe. Let us believe that God is a rewarder. Let us trust that God will reward us as we seek Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, take now these words, Your Word, and these thoughts that You have given us. And I pray that Your Spirit will work in hearts and lives. Lord, I pray that we'd have a desire to seek You more passionately than we ever have when this is all said and done. I pray You to rekindle the fires in our hearts for You. Lord, if there be one here that's lost tonight, Lord, I pray that they be saved and come to faith and repentance, come to Christ through faith and repentance. I pray that You'd convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment come, and they'd know they need to be saved tonight, and they would come to Jesus. Lord, we need You this hour. Bless now. Speak to hearts and lives. What a privilege to be in Your house tonight. May we not take it for granted. May we worship and may we listen as it might be our last time. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Let's hear the Word of God, Revelation 22, 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Yeah, He's a rewarder. How about 1 Corinthians 15? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, so as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. How about this one? Colossians 3 and 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the inheritance, for that ye serve the Lord's Christ. You're going to receive something. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. We don't even know. We can't even imagine all the things that He has prepared for you and I that love Him. We can't even put it all together. Isn't that wonderful? And we don't even know all that He has planned for us. Like I said this morning, we don't even know all that He has planned for us that we're missing because we don't seek Him. We're missing a lot of things because we're not praying like we ought to. We're not getting in the Word like we ought to. We're not launching out by faith like we ought to. We're missing a whole bunch of stuff because we're just not what we ought to be. All of us in this room, myself included. But all that we loved Him more dearly, loved Him more fully, how much more we could enter into. The Bible says in Psalm 62, Thou renderest to every man according to his work. He's a rewarder. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. What are you saying, preacher? Hey, according to his work will be the reward. God is just. He's right. He said, but seek ye first. But seek ye first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added unto you. God is a rewarder. Mark it down in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. We said a lot of verses and all of them about He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That seek Him. Now that's our word. That's our word. Seek Him. That's our word. We've been looking at that word a lot, haven't we? Seek Him. Let me tell you something about Jesus. Will you look right here, please? He came. He came to this world to do one thing. To seek and to save them that were lost. He came for you. He loves you. And He came to this world to go to an old rugged cross and take your sin on in His body. And He went to Calvary to seek you and to save you. And it's God's will. He's chasing you. He's loving you. His goodness is upon you. His grace is upon you. His mercy is upon you. We've lived every day in the grace of God. Before we got saved, we lived in the grace of God. And if you're not saved, you're living in the grace and the mercy of the Lord. Do you understand that? God is good to us all the time. You don't have to get saved to experience God's grace. Did you wake up this morning? Amen. Well, before you got saved, did you wake up? That was grace. Amen. That's God's grace and mercy. Should have been in hell, but He's shown grace and long suffering. But He's left us all here this much, this long in our life if we're not saved. And He's seeking to save you. He came to seek. He's calling your name. He's seeking you out. He's working in your heart. He's drawing you by His Spirit. He came. That's why He came. He came to seek, but He just didn't come to seek. He came to save. And let me tell you, He can save. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So why you call it that? Why is it that terminology, saved? Why did you sing about saved by His power divine? Why are you talking about saved? Why do you have to talk about something like that? Because I'm telling you what, we're all lost and we need salvation. Our sin condition born in Adam made us all lost. All lost, all doomed to a devil's hell, all doomed to hell for all eternity in the flame that dieth not and cannot be quenched. We're all doomed there. We're all destined there. We're all going there. But Jesus, who is rich in mercy, came our way. Amen? But He came to seek and to save that which is lost. He's just not come to seek you. He's come to save you. It's God's will that you call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. It's God's will that you not perish, but come to repentance. It's God's will today that you be saved, because God said, today is the day of salvation. Do you believe that, church? I can say without a shadow of a doubt, if you're not saved today, it's God's will today for you to get saved. Wow. Not to put it off. Harden not your hearts, but be saved. Say, well, when I get good and ready, you'll never get ready enough to be saved. You say, oh, I'll polish myself up. I'll get myself right. No, He's come today to seek and to save that which is lost. If you're in here tonight and you don't know 100% sure that you're saved, you need to get that settled tonight. And by the way, you can get that settled tonight. It's not like do this, do that. It's come to Jesus. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. There's two messages in the Bible. The one before you get saved, that's come to Jesus. And the other one's go. After you've been to Jesus, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Two messages, come and go. Have you come to Jesus? He came to seek. And because He came to seek me out, I want to seek Him. Because He came to where I was at and sought me out and saved my soul, I want to do the same back to Him, don't you? And to seek Him. Let's look at some things tonight out of this verse. In Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Diligently seek Him. People who half-heartedly seek Him, people who only think of Him when the times really get tough, people that only come to church when it's convenient, those are the people that are going to get the rewards? No. No. The ones that diligently seek Him are the ones that are saying in this passage of Scripture, the ones that God's going to reward. God rewards people that diligently seek Him. People that get up every morning and thank Him and praise Him and read the Bible and pray. Those that diligently seek Him and meditate on His promises and meditate on His Word throughout the day and muse upon the Word of God. Those that diligently seek Him, those are the ones that God's going to reward. Those that in the good times and in the bad times, their face is set towards heaven. Their affection is set towards heaven. They're set on growing. They're set on learning. They're set on striving. They're set on obeying Jesus Christ all the time. Those are the ones that God's going to reward, those that diligently seek Him. If you diligently seek God, God promises you a reward coming down the street. God's going to give you strength and wisdom and favor and blessing that the world can't write down, that you necessarily can't even write down. How'd that happen? Wow, God escaped me from that. That happened in my life. It might not be cash. That's not what I'm talking about. Things that you'll get in heaven one day and you'll say, "Ooh, I didn't even know that was around me. I didn't even know I was going. And God did that for me." See there? We're not preaching a prosperity gospel, but I'm preaching this to you. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You can't track it all out now, can you, friend? But I know one thing. God blesses those that seek Him first. Sure He does. I'm telling you what, friend, there'll be times in your life you just say, "Where did that come from?" Must have been the Lord. Brother Max Alderman would say this: "It's not odd, it's God." Say that together: "It's not odd, it's God." And you'll have a lot of those moments when you diligently seek Him. You'll say, "That's not odd, that's God." Oh, isn't it good when God shows up that way? And it can be the littlest things, the littlest things. Let's look at the text. There's some principles here. In Proverbs, or Hebrews, my goodness, you pray for your pastor tonight. I'm saying Proverbs, but most obviously I'm looking right at Hebrews. Amen? Are you looking at Hebrews? Say amen. Amen. Hebrews 11:6. "But without faith it's impossible to please Him." There's a principle. There's a must. There's a must. "He that cometh to God must believe." There's a principle. If you're going to come to God, you must come to Him by faith. You don't come to Him by your own works. You must come to Him by faith. Faith, faith, faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You say, "I need more faith to come to God and diligently seek Him." You got to get in this blessed old book right here, and you got to read it and study it, and you'll get more faith. You got to get your nose in it. Just don't let yourself read the Bible, but let the Bible read you, beloved. I mean, get in it. This is God's love letter to you. And get in it, and your faith will grow, and you'll be able to diligently seek Him more because you've been in the book right there. The principle is you must believe. Without faith, it's impossible, impossible to please God. Is that correct? Sure. Whatsoever not of faith is sin. So there's an imperative. There's a must. We must believe. There's a pleasing. There's a pleasing in verse 6. "For without faith, it's impossible to please Him." There's only one way to please Him, and that's by faith. There's a principle. There's a pleasing. I don't know about anybody in here, but since we've been delivered from hell on our way to heaven, sins forgiven, and the goodness and grace of God's been so extraordinary in our life, I don't know about anybody else in here, but I sure do want to please the Lord. Amen. Yeah, sure. How are you going to do that? You're going to do that by faith. There's only one way that this church is going to please God is by faith. Principles, pleasing the person. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." It's all about Him. You notice that in that verse? How many times that pronoun pops up? It's about Him. And those that diligently seek Him, He will be that rewarder. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. The person. Listen. The person that we're trying to please is Him. And we're talking about God being a rewarder. God blessing us. Great, fine, wonderful. That's good, but you better not get the cart mixed up. You better not put one cart in front of the other where it ought not to be. What are you talking about? In other words, don't seek the blessing before the blesser. Don't seek the blessing before the blesser. Don't forget the giver for the gift. Many times we want the gifts, but we forgot the giver. Many times we want the blessing, but we forget the blesser. We got to seek Him first. And many people get it all mixed up, and you're running through life chasing the blessings. You're running through life chasing the reward, running through life, chasing the gift. And God said, oh, no, I'm not your everlasting blessing machine. Put a quarter in me, get something from me. You seek me for me. Don't seek me for my blessings. How do you think God feels when we only seek him for blessings? Oh, he's a father. He wants us to seek him for him. Does that make sense to everybody? Sure it does. Don't chase after money. Don't chase after fame and fortune and bigger this and bigger that. I tell you what to do. Chase after God. Run after God. Draw nigh to God. Pray. Seek his face. Read the Bible. Get to know him. Love him. I mean, worship him. No, more than here. Every day of your life, morning, evening, and noon. We're struggling with something. We're addicted to religious functions. We're addicted to man-made worship services. Come in and feel better, and then we just forget God all through the week. Let me tell you, if you've been to church and you forgot God all week, you didn't have anything at church worthwhile. Now, that could be the church's fault, or it could be your fault. You judge. But I'm telling you what, something's got to happen in your soul when it's not just an encounter of some sort of thing. And I don't believe in all that. It's got to be something that's a relationship with God. Amen. Chase after him. When God is your highest priority and he's your highest priority, you want to please him more than anything else. He's so big in your life. He's so large in your life. He is the preeminent one. All those lesser things, those blessings and those gifts and those rewards are really nothing. It's like C.T. Studd said this morning in our message, he, Christ, is my reward. Jesus is enough. Help us to honor him. Help us to please him. We got to have him to increase and us to decrease. The principles, the pleasing, the person. I like this right here. I noticed this. Let me tell you, friend. He is a rewarder. Present tense. The present tense. Not only the person, but the present tense. He is. That means he wasn't just that for Abraham. He wasn't just that for Moses. He wasn't just for that for these men in what we call the hall of faith. He is that for you today in 2024. He is a rewarder for you. For you. You got, hey, I want to encourage you. God saw you get up this afternoon from that nap and didn't really want to get out of the bed. Amen. And he saw you get your clothes on. And he saw you jump in that car. And he saw you come here to seek after him and to worship him. And he'll see you in the morning when nobody else sees you. And he sees you read your Bible. And he sees you enter into his prayer closet. And he sees you witness. And he sees you love him. And he sees you worship him. He hadn't forgotten you at all. He'll not forget your labor of love. He'll not forget your work for him. He'll not forget your passion. He sees what you're doing. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I don't know, but sometimes I got to preach to myself and remind me that God is to me a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's present tense, but there's a prize. There's a prize. He's a rewarder. I don't know about anybody in here. Wake up, church. But do you like a prize every once in a while? All right, come on. I can't get you on that one right there. Who likes to do something and get something for it? Amen. I tell you what, I like to go. I probably still like to go with some of y'all and show you how to play them video games. And you get all those tickets that roll out. They don't even do that no more. They give you a card. That's no fun. I like to get those so many tickets rolling out of that thing, and then you go give them to somebody, and then they give you something that you throw away in one day. You know what I'm talking about? Who knows what I'm talking about? They go to those arcades. Man, that was fun when you got all those tickets. Now they don't even have the tickets no more. They just got the little card. I like to walk around with all the tickets because I had more tickets than everybody else. Who knows what I'm talking about? We just went to an arcade in Knoxville when we went to Youth Congress, and they didn't have the tickets. I said, this is no fun. I wanted to be the person with the most tickets. They just give you the card, and then when you're done with the card, you take it, and the person gives you a piece of bubble gum or something. The prize. He's a rewarder. He's not going to let you. He's just. He's just. He's right. He's not going to forget your work of love, labor of love. He knows. He's a rewarder. They still have people that are looking for fugitives. They still have people that are looking for wanted men. They're out there looking. If you find them, you'll get a reward. If you find them, you'll get an award, right? They're looking for men. That's kind of the idea here. God says, if you search after me and search the scriptures, that's what he said, seek after me to know me better. If you do that, I'm going to reward you and I'm going to bless you. The reward's already been put in the place. We've just got to do the work. Now, it's an amazing thing here. It's an amazing thing right here. that God says something. You don't have to find me. You just have to seek me. By the way, if you seek him, you'll find him. Amen. He's not playing hide and go seek. Amen. If you draw nigh to him, he's going to draw nigh to you. You see, Jesus ain't playing hide and go seek with any of y'all. Let me tell you, if you want Jesus in your life, greater and stronger, believer, you just get this Bible open every morning and you pray every morning. You spend some time with God more than you spend with your phone and you'll find God. Amen. He's not playing hide and go seek with you, I promise you. If you want to draw nigh to him, that won't be a problem at all. But he says, you don't have to find me necessarily. You just seek after me and I'll give you that reward. It'd be like saying this. I see a sign in a neighborhood and they say, $500 if you find the dog and bring the dog back to me. And I go back to the neighbor's house that was looking for the dog, knock on the door. Well, I looked for it, but couldn't find it. Will you give me $500? You think they'd give me $500? You better, no, they wouldn't. But God don't work that way. He says, I just want your heart. Because when you seek after him, that's a matter of the heart. Yes, it's not a matter of getting something. It's a matter of seeking him. You know what? We've sought God for the blessings way too long. We need to seek God for the blesser. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for our heart. See there? That's the prize. Look at the passion. Look at the passion. Verse 6. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Somebody asked this morning when that verse was read, what does diligently mean? Well, it means you're after it. You're fervent. Who's ever known somebody to work really, really hard and they were diligent? They were a hard worker. Raise your hand. Oh, yeah. I mean, they were the hardest worker. I've known some diligent workers. I've hired some people to work for me before, and they've been so diligent, I've said in my mind, that person's worth two people. I've known some people that are worth three people. They've worked so hard, you could take three guys, and they wouldn't equal one guy. I'm not even kidding with you. They work that hard. They never stop. They never talk. They just, I guess they just drink Red Bull and coffee in the morning, and they go all day. I don't know what it is, but man, they work so hard. They're diligent. I wonder if we're diligent, right, to seek after him, after it. That word seek is a strong word. It means to go after something that is vitally necessary for you. I mean, to go after, that's how we should, God is vitally necessary in our lives. Why do we not seek him like we really need him? David Gibbs, he's coming. He's coming March the 14th. He'll be here at our Jubilee. David Gibbs tells a story, and I'll tell it to you right now. David Gibbs tells a story. Maybe this is exactly what you need to hear. He was talking about seeking something valuable. It wasn't this text of Scripture. And he said, I was going through Texas. And he said, I got me a snack. I got me a bag of Twinkies. Who knows what Twinkies are? Good. You're right with God. You know about them Twinkies. And he said, I got me one of those chocolate Twinkies, the big ones. A lot of chocolate in the middle, or the white cream in the middle, chocolate on the outside. And he said, you know, if you bite a Twinkie, you got to really bite into it, you know. You got to really get into it so you get the cream, because if you just bite the outside, you're not going to get the cream. Who knows? You got to get the cream with every bite. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And he said, I bit into that thing. Listen real good here. I got something to tell you. He said he bit into that thing and it was green and gray. It was moldy. He said it was so gross. He said, I looked at that thing and he said, when I looked at it, I saw something even worse. Maggots. He said, maggots were on my mouth. He says, most disgusting thing I've ever experienced. He said, this is while I'm driving. He said, I'm trying to drive and I'm trying to get all that stuff off. And he said, sure enough, a couple of them even went down. Oh, he said, I had to get rid of this mess. He said, it was so gross. He said, so I'm driving down through Texas, and we got some Texas folks right here, middle of nowhere. And what do they call those weeds and brumble? What do they call those? Tumbleweeds. And they poke you and everything like that, don't they? I've never been there. I wouldn't know. But he's telling all this. And he said, he got that bag all together, and he said, I got to get this thing out the window. He said, but the last thing I want to do is throw them up against the car, you know, so I want to get them out. So he said, he got them out the window. They just go flying. He said, sometimes I just feel like it's the right thing to litter. And that was one of those moments. Please forgive me. He said, I had to get those things out of the car, and sure enough, it hooked my ring. his wedding ring. And the wedding ring came off with the bag. And it went in the tumbleweeds. Well, he got out there. He's telling the story. It's quite a tale. He gets out there and a truck driver pulls up to him as he's looking for the bag. He's looking for the bag because he wants to find his ring. He just got out there, just been out there less than a minute. He's out there standing in those tumbleweeds. They're hooking onto his britches and everything as he's walking. And the truck driver pulls up, said, "You here to help me?" He said, "No, I'm here to watch you die." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "There's rattlesnakes everywhere out here. They're all out there." He said, "You better watch it." He stayed back. And he said, "Sure enough, Brother Gibbs looked down. There were rattlesnakes right there." He said, "I jumped out of there as quick as I could." He said, "Sure enough, he called a pastor. Got all that taken care of. Sure enough, he called a pastor to bring a bush hog. And he said, we're going out here and killing all these rattlesnakes, and I'm going to find that wedding ring. It's valuable to me. I'm going to find my wedding ring." He said, "We can find that bag. We can find that wedding ring." He said, "I get metal detector out here." And they got a metal detector and a bush hog, and they were seeking after what was valuable to him. You understand what I'm talking about? He was going through there, and eventually he got found the bag, and he tracked down the ring with the metal detector. That's quite a story. But the point is this. We'll seek for something that's valuable to us. If God's worth something to us, and we need him bad enough, and you know his worth and his value, you'll seek him. I don't know who said this, and this preacher might know even who said it. Before breakfast, the Bible. The Bible before breakfast. Those that seek me early shall find me. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. I don't think anybody can misunderstand what that means. I don't think you need a commentary on that right there. Those that seek me shall find me. Do we seek them early? David said, "I sought them early, and I found them." I tell you what, you need to give God your first look. You need to give God your first breath. You need to give God your first words. Everything belongs to him should be first. Seek him first, and you'll be blessed. I mean, to give him the most delicate, intimate moments of your day when nobody is distracted. Give that to God, and God will start speaking to you. And you'll say, "Wow, I started finding him." Yeah, because you gave him your first. Those that seek him diligently will be rewarded. Sure enough. Seek him, right? Diligently, right? It's a must. Is that correct? We'll give our body, we say of our bodies. Everybody still here? Say amen. Amen. You're still here? Hey, we'll say we got to have 3 meals a day and Scooby snacks in between. Amen. 3 meals a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And Waffle House is always good to start off with. 3 meals a day. Got to have them to make it through the day. Get 3 hot meals a day, and we think we can survive on 1 cold meal a week from church. Ain't gonna work that way, friend. You're not gonna find the rewards that God wants you to find if you depend upon this frail man of God to preach some Bible to you. It's got to become personal to you. You think your body needs 3 meals a day. I think your spirit and your soul and your inner man needs 3 meals a day too. And you've been going, some of y'all been going without meals for so long, you need to catch up. You're getting pretty scrawny. Amen? Feed yourself the Word of God. The prophet said, open the book and read therein. Just open it and read it. Seek him diligently. And last of all, the people. The people. I want to be part of this crowd, don't you? And he is a rewarder of them. Them, the people. But look here, Beavis Road Baptist Church, I want us to be the them. I want every last one of us to be the them that seeks him diligently. I mean, we say, we put a railroad tie down through our heart and say, I don't care. Well, come what may, I'm going to be the one that leads my family to God. I'm going to be the one that meets God. I'm going to be the leader that I ought to be. And we're going to meet God together. And we're going to read our Bible. And we're going to pray. And we're going to seek God for God. And we're not dependent upon the reward. We know that he will reward, but we're seeking him for him because he came to seek and to save me when I was lost. And I'm going hard after God. I'm going to chase God because he's worthy. And he says he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let me tell you, we're not the first generation that sought God. We are part of the people of God, and they go all the way back to Adam. People that have sought God. These people that have sought God go all the way back to Jesus Christ. There's been people martyred for the faith that has been once delivered to us. They sought God fully and wholly. And I'm telling you what, God blessed them. Friends, when you diligently seek God, there's a promise of reward coming to you. Many of you have been faithful. Many of you are faithful. God's going to honor you. God's going to bless you. Get ready. God's going to bless you. There's a reward coming. See, I don't know when I'm going to see it. Look here, child of God. The best, the very best is yet to come. I'm not looking for this world to bless me so much. I'm looking for a day when Jesus comes in the clouds and he takes the church away and we'll see him face to face. That's reward day for sure. We live by faith and not by sight. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming for the church soon and very soon. Just seek him. Oh, diligently seek him. Maybe you didn't realize tonight, but now you know. God is a rewarder. God is a blesser. God is a provider. God is a giver. You know, God isn't a taker. He's a giver. He wants to give good gifts to his children, to them that ask of him. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Everyone that asketh, receiveth, praise the Lord. God wants to bless you. And he does bless those that diligently. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Just seek him? Just seek him? Question mark? Or is it diligently seek him? It's diligently, isn't it? Say, maybe that means I need to turn the volume up. Maybe I need to turn the heat up in a little bit and make a greater commitment. God knows. God knows. There's times, I bet this preacher could testify, there's times in your life when you get a little indifferent and apathetic. No reason really whatsoever. And through the journey, you've got to say, and God will tell you, you better turn the heat up. You better do some more intentionally to get back where you need to be. You're getting stale, indifferent, lukewarm. Who knows what I'm talking about? Sure. More of the Bible. More about Jesus. More of prayer. More intentionality to stay close to the Savior. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Every head bowed, every eye closed, let's stand. Everybody quiet and still around the auditorium. Say, Brother Justin, I've been listening to these messages. It's time to seek the Lord. And this one's encouraged me. I want to be part of that them that seeks the Lord. And I want to seek him diligently. I want to get in the Word more. I want to get to that prayer closet more. More time, better. I mean, just intensity about it. And I've grown a little indifferent, but I want more as a husband. I want more as a wife. I want more about Jesus. I want to diligently seek him. God spoke to my heart tonight. He's worthy of it all. And I want to diligently seek him, for I know he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Lift your hand up and say, God spoke to me. Look at that hand. Look at that hand. Look at that hand. Oh, yeah. Oh, God's spoken to me about this too. I've had to do some things as your pastor. I've had to do some things. I've had to do more. My heart got cold. I said, I got to do it. If you raised your hand, as she begins to play right now, just slip forward and say, I want to seek him diligently.